Brought to you by IBMPressBooks.com, part of the On Podcast Network at informit.com/podcasts.
Welcome to the IBM Press podcast series with Sandy Carter. Sandy Carter is Vice President, SOA and WebSphere Strategy, Channels and Marketing at IBM, where she is responsible for driving IBM's cross-company worldwide SOA marketing initiatives, and in this role, helps oversee the company's SOA strategy across software, services, and hardware, and sets the company's SOA marketing direction. Sandy has played a critical role in helping to identify SOA acquisition targets and ensure the successful integration of these organizations into IBM SOA portfolios. Additionally, she directs SOA messaging and content, leading a global team in driving customer demand for IBM and IBM business partner SOA solutions. Sandy holds a Bachelor of Science degree in Math and Computer Science from Duke University and an MBA from Harvard. She's the author of The New Language of Business, SOA and Web 2.0, published in 2007, and the author of the upcoming book due to publish in 2008 called The New Language of Marketing, Screaming Angels, both of these books published by IBM Press. My name is Greg Wiegen, and I am Associate Publisher for Pearson Education and Editor-in-Chief for IBM Press. This is the final of three podcasts with Sandy Carter, and in this podcast, Sandy will share some intriguing examples of customers that have succeeded with SOA. Welcome, Sandy.
Thanks, Greg. It's great to be here on our final podcast, and thanks to all our listeners for tuning in as well.
Well, in this episode, we're going to actually drill down and give some real-world examples of how some companies have succeeded with SOA, and in particular, we're going to talk about how some of these companies have increased their flexibility or reduced cost or reduced their risk by using SOA. So why don't we just jump in and if you could just give us an example of one of the companies that demonstrated how they used SOA to increase their flexibility.
Sure. So, Greg, this is my favorite part. As you can tell in the book with over 55 references, I spend a lot of time with customers. And as we talked about in some of the earlier episodes, increased flexibility, increased agility is one of the key drivers for SOA. So one example here that I've loved working with is China Mobile. As you guys know, China Mobile is one of the largest telecommunication companies. They are based in China, and they have seen amazing growth in the number of cell phone users that have come on board in the past 2 years. In fact, their growth is so phenomenal it wasn't even expected by the company themselves. As you grow that quickly and as you're adding more customers that quickly, you see that you have some challenges. And for them, it was, how do we integrate our billing? How do we look at our CRM systems? How do we make sure that we're providing the right service so that we have high customer sat, as there are other competitors in this marketplace? And they also recognized that since they didn't anticipate the fabulous growth they had, they needed to do that in such a way that it was flexible, that it allowed them to anticipate and respond to changes that were happening in the marketplace. So they actually started with SOA in a pilot way, wanted to prove the results, and then they extended that solution. They started out first with the way that they resolved their problems coming in from customers, so their call center. And what they wanted to do is to be able to route and solve that problem no matter where the customer was located and make sure that they reached a customer resolution in a short amount of time. So leveraging service-oriented architecture to break apart their information systems into services and to link in their back-end systems that were numerous and to provide that information for a call center operator in one screen and one view when the caller called in, they were able to reduce their average customer resolution time by over 98% to lead them to increased customer satisfaction. That increased customer satisfaction has obviously now led them to further growth. So, Greg, by encapsulating this information, by starting small and then expanding, they were able to grow their skills. They were able to lead with a business and focus on a particular process as an entry point that the business wanted to focus on, which was around problem resolution for customers, and they're now able to take those services that are reusable and leverage them for their next project.
That's an excellent global example, Sandy. Do you have one that could maybe demonstrate how a customer reduced their costs?
Yeah, so reduced costs, especially in today's environment, is a critical area. And in fact, just yesterday I was talking with Russell Irwin. He is one of the key technology leaders at Standard Life. Standard Life is a UK-based insurer, and they focus on a number of products and services in this space, both in the United Kingdom, but now also in global parts of the world like Canada and the U.S. And Russell was one of the early adopters of SOA, and as such, his entry point really tended to be around reuse. His major focus was demonstrating to the business that he could not only deliver faster time to market for some of the new insurance products that they wanted to get into market across multiple channels, but that he could do it while reducing cost. He started out with a reuse entry point and chose SOA because it allowed him to reuse his custom applications. It allowed him to reuse some of his current packaged applications. So he did a portfolio analysis to determine what he needed to reuse and what he could keep. And it's pretty amazing. He sent me a note yesterday and said, you know, I want you to know that on this date at 8:07, give or take a few minutes, that the value of his SOA system as measured by reuse, which was his primary goal, he had already saved 20 million pounds. He had over 1,200 instances of reuse, which means he's had a service that was reused in other applications and other places that he would normally have had to write standalone. So this is up very significantly since the last time we talked in September alone. And so you can see here, his use of SOA allowed him to have extensive reuse of his services, both internally. He's also now doing it externally. And I'll tell you, he does presentations to the board. He now definitely has the business users bought in that he can deliver that fast service, but do it with reduced cost as well.
That's great. What about a company that has actually shown an increase in revenue by implementing a smart SOA implementation?
Yeah, this is a real interesting one. You know, as we started looking at how to assist our customers building business cases, because every IT project, every business project today needs a business case, one of the things that we found was we had anticipated some of the agility that SOA would bring and the reduced cost. And what we're starting to see now are customers to bring to us cases where SOA actually helped them increase their revenue. And a great case in point, Greg, is Staples. They are a U.S.-based office supplier. They're a retailer. And they've been really focused on their growth in their online channels. And what they wanted to do was to grow that online channel by focusing on their current customer base, so growing their loyal customers. And as all of us know, it takes about 5 times the amount of time and 10 times the amount of money to bring a new customer on board. So they decided to focus on their current customer set. How could they upsell, cross-sell, meet their needs in a greater capacity using their systems? They actually turned to SOA because they had already done several projects that were SOA-based, so they had reusable services they wanted to take advantage of. But in this particular case, they reused a lot of their information as a service. Providing to customers as they called in, they were able to offer them additional office supplies, additional products, additional support packages, based on that information that had before been kept in multiple databases and not accessible for use in providing better online service. So by doing that, they've now had a 60% increase in their online conversion rate, and it has strengthened their overall commerce platform, which drives their online business.
Those are some great examples, Sandy, and I know that in your book you have many, many more, and obviously, you know, I would encourage our listeners to go out and purchase your book and read them. But can you maybe just give us one more example in this series?
Sure. And let me do this one on reducing risk, Greg, because, you know, in today's environment, all of us are looking to reduce our risk, making sure we're doing the smart thing in the economic environment in which we live. This is another company from China. You can tell I just traveled back from China. And this is one of the largest district governments in Beijing. So this is the Beijing Chaoyang government. And one of the things that they have been looking to do is to, in response to the overall country government, where they're now required to gather particular sets of economic data, it's a regulation that the China government has put upon all the district governments. So what they needed to do is, how do they get an accurate view of economic data and how they provide that back accurately to the country government? And they needed to gather that data across over 50 databases and 27 applications. Now, they decided to use SOA to reduce their risk. Now, how does this reduce your risk? Well, when you're dealing with compliance and you're dealing with regulations, anything that you can do to standardize, to reuse, to make sure that your processes are done consistently across your business, the less risk you have that your data is off or your data is not as accurate as it could be. So the Beijing Chaoyang government went with SOA because they knew they could take those 50 databases and in a federated fashion wrapper those services. They knew that they could reduce their operational risk by ensuring that they pulled together composites, both composite applications from their 27 applications and their information. And so what they were able to do is obviously to consolidate the information required by regulations, to be able to reuse that in a trusted manner, in a consistent manner, in a manner that they could validate with the China government was authentic and real data that could be trusted. Again, another power of using service-oriented architecture. So you see with these examples, I think we've just gone through four of them across the world, you know, U.S., Asia, and Europe, different size companies, you know, all the way from some smaller companies like Standard Life to some larger companies like Staples to some emerging companies like those in China. You know, SOA is being used across the board for business agility, business success, and for that concept of reuse or reduce cost. So I'm really excited by the power and the value that SOA brings to my customers, Greg.
Well, that's great, Sandy. Anything else you'd like to add to the end of this? We're, I think, at the end of our time for this particular podcast series, and certainly have enjoyed talking with you. Hopefully we can get you to do this again sometime and maybe tie that into maybe your new book coming up.
Yeah, I would love to do that. I guess my final statement would be, if you haven't, if you're sitting there and you're listening and you haven't started an SOA pilot project, my encouragement would be to start one. Start something small. Pick something that you can be very successful with. Measure its success and get started. Don't be left behind. If you've already started a project, see how you can extend this. You know, Greg asked a very insightful question earlier on about where is this going? It's going to providing more and more consumable tooling for the business user. It's going to be more business-centric. So if you've already started, think ahead. How could I get ahead of that curve and be dynamic and capture, you know, my business user with tooling that can allow them to do what they need to accomplish better, faster, and cheaper? And I would also encourage you to read the book, not just because I think it has great information, but the case studies. You know, as we taught Greg, the 55 case studies, I think, can help you see how other companies are using it, and then you can borrow ideas from them to make your company more competitive.
Well, thanks a lot, Sandy. We really appreciate your time and sharing with us your information and your experiences. That wraps up our third and final podcast with Sandy Carter. We hope you enjoyed Sandy's podcast series on SOA. Again, this podcast series was brought to you by IBM Press. For more information on IBM Press, go to www.ibmpressbooks.com.